76.4% is the pass rate for the class of 2021, and it comes amidst a very difficult time, so many challenges. And of course, we also saw a number of teachers not making it through the pandemic. I think we've lost almost 3,000 teachers who lost their lives due to COVID-19. So really, really difficult times. We're joined now by the principal of Diepsloot High School, Matebogo Makubedu. Congratulations on incredible work, incredible achievements for the class of 2021. 98.7% may not be 100, but it's not to be sniffed at.
Morning, Bongani, and the listeners. Yes, it's something that we are also proud of as a school and the community. But you know what? It's a drop because for the past 4 years we've been getting 100% since 2017. So, but we're not discouraged because we're not where we went wrong this time.
Look, you shouldn't be discouraged because, as I've just pointed out, one of the things that we need to appreciate is the number of teachers who fell as a result of the pandemic. It's been tough for learners. It's been tough for their families and, of course, for school communities around the country. For a school like Diepsloot High, what has been the biggest lesson you've taken as a principal for a school in your community during these times?
The lesson that we have learned is that we need to keep the learners most of the time at school because we're coming from a community where drugs and learners being involved in gangsterism is so rife. So our strategy is that let's keep these learners here at school so that they don't spend most of the time at the community and they become involved in all this in health of the society. So that's what we are doing. So we keep the learners with the, start at 7, they leave at 4:30. In other cases, some other teachers will even want to go beyond that. But the main thing is that let's keep these learners here so that we can know and observe them as their movement is.
So how much has rotational learning affected those plans?
Not really, because our grade 12 learners were at school 5 days a week. At some point, even 6 days, because on Saturday, sometimes we do extra classes. So rotational intervention for us, it was a no-no.
It was a no-no. Matebogo Makubedu, congratulations. Well done. You've held the line against really, really tough circumstances. We salute you, the entire community, from the parents to the teachers and, of course, the class of 2021. That's Matebogo Makubedu, the principal of Diepsloot High. We're now joined by Dale Jackson, who's the principal of Jeppy Boys. Congratulations, Mr. Jackson. You have won, 100% in terms of your pass rate for 2021?
Yeah, Bongani, we're absolutely delighted. We're over the moon. It's a wonderful achievement, a wonderful testament to our boys, to our staff, to our community, and we're very excited this morning. Thank you.
We thought it would be quite good to contrast a school that would be fairly resourced challenged with one of the older schools in Johannesburg, and certainly a school that has been prestigious for a very, very long time. What's your take out of these difficult, difficult 2 years, Dale?
Yeah, I think what's important to understand is there are real pockets of excellence in the public education system, as my colleague from Diepsloot was mentioning. That's an incredible achievement, 98.7% from a school like that. And there really are. You know, you look across the board at schools like King Edwards and Jeffrey Gould, and right across the spectrum, there's amazing schools in the public system with hugely dedicated educators, massively talented learners. And you know, I'm certainly, whilst the last years have been extremely difficult, I'm more positive than I've ever been about education in our country and about the future of our country, having spent these last couple of years with the learners. So yeah, just hugely encouraged, not only for my school, but education in general at the moment.
What does it take to succeed, given the constraints we know so many public schools face? What does it take to succeed?
I think it takes buy-in from all quarters. As I said, you know, our old boys have been hugely generous in our school. Our learners have really gritted down and showed huge IQ, EQ, AQ during the pandemic. You know, parents have committed to paying school fees and you know, I just can't speak highly enough of our educators. They, you know, we dispensed the rotational learning in August 2020. Not one of my teachers took the opportunity to take disability leave. They gave up weekends, evenings. You know, just they are just angels in the education system. And even in the Department of Education, we are a very proudly public school. We're actually the oldest school in Gauteng. You mentioned we're one of the oldest. This is our 132nd year. And we're very proudly a public school and get wonderful support from the Gauteng Department of Education, from our district director and our RDSO, and even from the NEC. And I think it really is a team effort to receive results like this. You know, although our 100% pass rate is important, what we're most proud about is you've got an 87% bachelor's pass rate, and one of our boys got 10 distinctions, a boy who lost his father a couple of years ago in tragic circumstances. So just really good news stories and just encouraged about, as I say, the youth of our country and the future of our country in a morning like this.
Gosh, more of your Kool-Aid, please, Dale Jackson. The country certainly needs it. Congratulations to you, your entire schooling community. That's the principal of JP Boys. 100% pass rate he achieved there at that school. And I think two takeouts there from Deep Sweat. Keep them all at school as long as you possibly can, so they just don't have time for all those other influences you want to keep the learners away from. And JP Boys saying there, get the entire schooling community, get the entire system involved in ensuring the success of your learners. May we take those two messages and spread them far and wide.